Yes, I'm anchored in Jesus, the storms of life I'll brave. I've anchored in Jesus, fear no wind or wave. I've anchored in Jesus, He has power to save. I've anchored in the rock, upon life's boundless ocean where mighty billows roam. I've fixed my hope in Jesus, blessed anchored of my soul. When trials fierce assail me as storms are gathering o'er, I rest upon His mercy and trust Him more. I've anchored in Jesus, the storms of life I'll brave. I've anchored in Jesus, I'll fear no wind or wave. I've anchored in Jesus, He has power to save. I've anchored in the rock of ages. He keeps my soul from evil and gives me blessed peace. His voice has stilled the waters and bid their tumult cease. My pilot can deliver, to Him I all confide. For always when I need Him, He's at my side. Amen. my friend and savior, in him my anchor's cast. He drives away my sorrow and shields me from the blast. By faith I'm looking upward beyond life's troubled sea. There I behold a haven prepared for me, and I'm anchored, amen.
Jesus, the storms of life are brave.
I'm anchored in Jesus, I'll fear no wind nor waves. I'm anchored in Jesus, for he has power to save. I'm anchored in the rock of ages.
Oh yes, I'm anchored in Jesus, the storms of life are
brave. I'm anchored in Jesus, I'll fear no wind nor wave. I'm anchored in Jesus, for he has power to save. I'm anchored in the rock of ages.
Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. He's worthy of all of our praise. Amen. Thank you, Lord. God bless you this morning. You may be seated. It's certainly a great honor to stand before the bride of the Lord Jesus Christ this morning, and Lord, it's this afternoon, but I'm used to morning, but all is well. It doesn't matter. We're anchored. That's all that matters is we're anchored, and thus saith the Lord. Special greetings to those that are listening in. God bless and be with you. We greet you in the name of the Lord Jesus, and a special greetings to Brother Joseph and Sister Valerie, and we certainly do miss them, don't we? I do.
God bless you.
Also, like to say, so happy that Brother Billy Paul's still with us. Amen. We love you and appreciate you. Just, it's such an honor to have Brother Branham's sons with us. They're such an encouragement to us and a blessing to the bride around the world. Such an influence. So we just want to tell them that we love them and appreciate them so much. God bless you. Today is a special day. It's February 11th, 2018, but something very special happened on this day. It happened back, I don't remember exactly what year it was, I think it was 61, that Brother Branham was in California ministering, and there was a prophecy went forth and an interpretation, and this is what it said on this day. Because thou hast chosen the narrow path, the harder way, thou hast walked of your own choosing, thou hast picked the correct and precise decision, and it is my way. Because of this momentous decision, a huge portion of heaven awaits thee. What a glorious decision thou hast made. This in itself is that which will give and make to come to pass the tremendous victory and the love divine, end quote. What a special day. Amen. God bless you. It's so awesome. I was thinking that tape. I forget what tape it is now, but there's that lady that was going to, or that woman, excuse me, was going to walk up that step and walk that highway or that road. And Brother Branham says, don't go up there. And she said, don't listen to him. I can walk that road. She got up there, and you know what happened. Brother Branham said that she fell off. But there's the bride of Jesus Christ that can walk that road. Amen. She's anchored in, thus saith the Lord. Amen. So we are listening to that prophet. We are hearing what he has to say. This is the word of the Lord. Last week we found out in this message, Brother Branham said, this is my home base. This is my headquarters. Here's where we're set up at. Now hold that in mind, no matter what takes place, Now, if you're wise, you'll catch something. No matter what takes place, this is our headquarters right here. And keep that in mind and refer back to this tape someday that you heard me prophesying. All right, remember that, end quote. Amen. We're anchored. The tie post, we're anchored. Amen. Refer back to this tape. Amen. Praise the name of the Lord. God bless you. Every time God does anything, he always uses a prophet, because the word of the Lord comes to the prophet. It doesn't come to any other place. It comes to the prophet. I was thinking of a great prophet in the scripture where everybody, if they wanted to live, they had to go there and get food. They had to go there. It didn't matter what the menu was. If you wanted to live, you had to go there and get the food. Amen. I'm so happy. I mean, it might have been one day. I don't know how it was. I'm just being honest with you. I don't know. But it's like maybe today was, hey, we're serving corn today. Yes, sir. Okay. Corn it is. The next day might have been, no, it's not corn today. It's wheat today. Whatever you say, that's what we're serving. Amen. And I like it when Brother Branham, one Sunday he'd come and say, well, open your Bible to Exodus. Took it from Genesis to Revelations and preached on that. The next Sunday, it might have been not Exodus he's preaching from. It might have been Corinthians. I don't know. But whatever it was timely for that time and that season to doing it. Today, every tape is thus saith the Lord. Every tape is thus saith the Lord. Amen.
Man, God bless you. Amen.
But you know what? Last few weeks ago, it was... what was in season was things that are to be. The next week, it was leadership. And then it was questions and answers number one. Tonight, it's questions and answers number two. Amen. Amen. May you be seated. Brother Branham said on this message, he says, see now, can't you see that you can't put your trust in healing campaigns? You can't put your trust in any kind of a sign like that. The only thing you can put your trust in is thus saith the Lord from the Bible. Now, church, that is exactly where I've tried to keep you, my children. And if something happens to me and God takes me out of this earth, don't you never fail. Remember this with all your heart. Stay with that word. Don't you leave that word. Anything contrary to it, leave it alone. No matter what it is, then you know it's right. End quote. Amen. Amen. Thus saith the Lord is the anchor. Amen. In this message, you'll hear Brother Branham pray. It won't even be hardly maybe 30 seconds. But he says in here, just think of what we're hearing today. He says, speaking through a redeemed vessel. God manifested in the flesh. That's who we're hearing speak to us. Almighty God, Elohim, manifested in the flesh. Amen. Praise the Lord. It's the voice of God to us. It's thus saith the Lord. It's our anchor. Amen. It's the token. It's everything. You may be seated. You may be. Hey, man. That's all we got. That's all we need. You got that. You got everything. Brother Branham says this. He says, somehow or another this afternoon, I picked up a telegram. I missed it. A brother, a Baptist brother, preacher, said he would have been seeking for a long time to come to a place or get to a place where a man respected God in there instead of respecting one another. And a Prussian brother comes to this church, said, I'll take you to such a place. He was longing to get here, end quote. Amen, we're here. Praise the name of the Lord. You know, I remember it's like on the messages you hear Brother Branham say out there, he'll say, now, you know, we're, after this meeting, you know, we're going to be going to such and such a place. Now, you all stay here. Stay at your post of duty. You stay at your church. You know, stay at your post of duty. For the bride of Jesus Christ, we're following that man. Wherever you go, that's where we're going. You're the only one that got the words of life. And that's where the bride is like, we left that. What is he doing? He's calling a bride out of a church. Amen. Amen. So wonderful. Brother Branham said on this tape, he says, and we do have today, by God's help, the perfect interpretation of the word with divine vindication. Amen. Amen. Then that which is in part is done away with. When I was a child, I spake as a child. I understood as a child, but when I become a man, I put away childish things. End quote. Amen. The perfect interpretation of the word is exactly what you'll hear tonight. Amen. He says this on this same tape. He says, I'm here to try to help you because I love you. Think of this. This is good. This is going to encourage all of us. I'm going to pause on that quote. This reassures all of us of who we are and that there's no way we can get away from it. We're sealed in. Amen. He says, you're my children that I have begotten to Christ. I claim every one of you. I claim you tonight. I claim you all the time. I always claim you, and that as my brother and sister, you're my children. I'm your father in the gospel. Not father as it would be a priest. I'm your father in the gospel, as Paul said there. I have begotten you to Christ, and now I espouse you to Christ. That's engage you to Christ as a chaste virgin. Don't let me down. Don't let me down. You stay a chaste virgin. How will I do it, Brother Bram? Stay right with the word. End quote. Amen. How can I stay with the word? Stay with the tapes. Amen. Stay with the tapes. Amen. God bless you. Be seated. So wonderful. I claim you all the time. Amen. Amen. What a consolation it is for us. Here's another thing that he said on this. He says, now, Christian, don't do that. A Christian don't try to be what he used to be. He's not looking where he's been. He's looking where he's going. Amen. See, don't pay no attention to what you was then. You've done lived that out. You'll never return to it. That's in the past. And any man that drives life's road looking through a rearview mirror will go to wreck. And so will you on this Christian road. Don't look back what you was. Look what you're going to be. Paul said, forgetting those things which are in the past, I press toward the mark of the high calling. End quote. Amen. We got one thing. That's this message, this prophet. It's thus saith the Lord. I'm focused in on that, and I don't see nothing else. I can't waver. That's going to hit the target, and we're going to be anchored in the Lord. Don't you love the Lord this morning? Amen. So happy to be identified with you with this message and this messenger. Now, go ahead. We don't have one thing to fear. We're anchored in Jesus Christ. I want to read you what Brother Branham said in the book that he wrote in the exposition of the seven church ages. This is what he wrote. He says, quote, don't fear, John. Don't fear, little flock. All that I am, you are heir to. All my power is yours. My omnipotence is yours as I stand in your midst. I have not come to bring fear and failure, but love and courage and ability. All power is given unto me, and it is yours to use. You speak the word, and I will perform it. That is my covenant, excuse me, and it can never fail, end quote. What a promise. All power, all. He's given your heir to all of it. Abraham, this is your land. As far as you can see, it's all yours. Lot didn't have nothing. It didn't mean nothing. But Abraham was heir to all of it. You know what? Just one more minute, if you'll just bear with me. I read this scripture before coming out here. It's probably one of my favorite scriptures in the Bible. In Ephesians chapter 1, it said, "Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who hath blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ, according as he hath chosen us in him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and without blame before him in love, having predestinated us unto the adoption of children by Jesus Christ, to himself according to the good pleasure of his will, to the praise of the glory of his grace, wherein he hath made us accepted in the beloved." I'm accepted. That settles it. He did it. "In whom we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of his sins, according to the riches of his grace, wherewith he hath abounded to us in all wisdom and prudence." And it just goes on and on and on. It's so encouraging. That's the God that we serve. And that's who we reach out to. He's right there, right beside you now. You're anchored in him. You're sealed in him. He's abounded to everything to you. It's a finished work. We just take these prayer requests now before the Lord and your uplifted hand. And for those that are around the world, wherever you are, he's right there with you too. We're so happy to be a part of you. Amen. Reach out and touch the Lord. Let's stand. As he goes by, you will find he's not too busy to hear your heart's cry. He is passing by this moment, your need to supply. Reach out and touch the Lord as he goes by.
You bow our heads. Most precious Heavenly Father, Lord, what a privilege and an honor, Lord, to gather here this day, Father, as each and every one, Lord, comes in to, that are hungry, Lord, and thirsty for the word of God. Father, all around the world, I just think about how many are out there, Lord, that are listening in today. And Father, how humbling and how precious it is, Lord. Lord, that we're nothing, Father, and that you've called us before the foundation of the world to be here this day, Lord. And Lord, when we were just, Lord, so far from you, Lord, but you knew us, Lord. And Father, you placed in us that spirit, Lord, that you promised, Lord, and you called your bride together this day, Lord. And how we're so thankful, Father, that we have that true revelation of this word, Father. Lord, these prayer requests that are here before you this afternoon, Lord, pray that you'd come down and touch each and every one of them, Lord. And Father, may you just give each and every one their heart's desire, whatever it is, each and every one that's listening this afternoon, Lord. May you just touch each and every one, Lord. Father, for it's your promise, Lord. Father, we're just so grateful, Lord, for the opportunity, Lord, to know, Lord, that you've already given us the victory, Lord. It's already a finished work, Lord. Amen. All we have to do, Lord, is accept it and believe it. And Lord, thinking about how that quote that was up there this morning, Lord, that Brother Branham said that no matter what happens, no matter what goes on after he's gone, Lord, just stay with this word, Lord. Amen. And Lord, what an opportunity and a privilege that we have, that we can have this word just before us at any time, Lord. It's just, we have no excuse, Father. And Lord, we're thankful for Brother Joseph and Brother Samuel, Lord, and even Brother Billy and each and every one that's a part in the service this morning, Lord. And Father, I just think of, I can't help but think of Brother Joseph and what he's done, Lord, and how you've chosen him and the leadership that we have, Lord. And it's just on my heart to say this, Lord, about how my children, Father, and how we do our best to raise our children. Lord, and we're your children, Lord. And you fed us by this word, Lord. Where would we be without this word, Lord? But how you've placed things before Brother Joseph, and we know it's you, Lord, and how you come down and you show him what direction to go, Lord, and he's out in Arizona now, Lord, and how he's searching for your perfect will, Lord, and everything. And Father, I think of how the things that he's placed before my children and how he's taught him and showed him, put it this word before him, and Lord, and just taught us. And Lord, from my oldest to my youngest, Lord, each and every one of them just longing to just be in that word and know, they know it. Even though we make mistakes and failures, Lord, that word is there before us always, and it always lines us back up. Father, we're nothing without this word. Father, Lord, I just want to thank you. Bless each and everyone this morning, Lord. It's hard to stand up here and just to speak, and Lord, but we know thou art perfect, Lord. Lord, guide us and direct us in each and everything this morning, Lord, the musicians and each one of the deacons and each and every one that has a part in the service, Father. Bless them and help each and everyone here, Lord. May we open our hearts to receive this blessed word, Father. Grant it, Lord. We thank you for it. And we ask these things in the precious name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.
Reach out and touch the Lord as he goes by. You will find he's not too busy to hear your heart's cry. He is passing by this moment, your needs to supply. Oh, reach out and touch the Lord as he goes by.
Amen. You may be seated. Are you thankful for the Lord Jesus today? Just really appreciated the things Brother Samuel was saying. Just appreciate, you know, he's got a tough position to try to fill. And we're thankful for his humility and his humbleness. We're thankful for what the Lord's done for us. He died on the cross for us. He revealed a message to us. What a friend we have in Jesus.
Sins and griefs to bear. trouble anyway. We should never be discouraged. Take it to the Lord and pray. Oh, can we find a friend so
gracious Heavenly Father, we thank you for an opportunity, Lord, that we have to give back, Lord. And we just ask, Father, that you take these tithes and offerings and use it for your work, Lord, and whatever you see fit, Father. We love you now, and we thank you for all that you do for us. In Jesus' name we ask. Amen.
He has built for me in glory, and
Yeah. message is mine. This message today is mine. For I told Satan to get thee behind. This message today is mine. I'm so glad Jesus set me free. And I'm so glad that Jesus set me free. I'm so glad that Jesus set me free. Singing glory, hallelujah. Jesus set me free. And I'm so glad that Jesus set me free. I'm so glad Jesus set me free. I'm so glad that Jesus set me free. Singing glory, hallelujah. Jesus set me free. On my way to heaven, shouting victory. I'm on my way to heaven, shouting victory. I'm on my way to heaven, shouting victory. Singing glory, hallelujah. Jesus set me free. Oh, Satan had me bound, but Jesus set me free. Satan had me bound, but Jesus set me free. Satan had me bound, but Jesus set me free. Singing glory, hallelujah. Jesus set me free. And I'm so glad that Jesus set me free. I'm so glad Jesus set me free. Oh, I'm so glad that Jesus set me free. Singing glory, hallelujah. Jesus set me free. One more time. I'm so glad Jesus set me free. I'm so glad Jesus set me free. I'm so glad that Jesus set me free. Singing glory, hallelujah. Jesus set me free.
His mercy, where will we be? Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, mercy, rerun my life. His mercy. With thanksgiving.
hum it, make it a prayer. Let's bow our heads. Brother Branham said this on this tape. He says, quote, "And now, by the help of God, I believe that I'm directing the bride of Jesus Christ. Oh, amazing grace, how sweet the sound," end quote. Amen. And we believe your prophet, Lord. Amen. Led by that pillar of fire. Amen. It's only believe, only believe. All things are possible. Only believe. Standing, turn the service now to God's servant and prophet.